We'll be leaving immediately, as soon as this meeting is over, Admiral Laercio Delgado, the head of the Terran forces in the system, was saying, as Jimenez and Baker arrived in the study a few minutes later. A large number of seats had been brought into the room, and all of them were already full, with another 20 people standing in the back of the room. They worked their way through the crowd to stand next to a suit of powered armor. What did we miss? Baker asked.
Not much so far,
the slate attached to it said. The voice belonged to Irina Koslava, a former space fighter pilot who had uploaded herself to the system of her fighter through the use of the fighter's uplink technology, and she was now the synthetic intelligence who flew with Baker in the fighter known as Blaster 300. The exoskeleton shifted to move the slate closer.
All he said so far, Irina continued, is that the Legestians are back, and we need to go help the Sontags with them.
The Admiral looked up and acknowledged all the people entering from the back of the room.
Sorry to have to close down the festivities, but it looks like we have some unfinished business.
He nodded to Tiberius, who was seated in the front row.
If you would do the honors, please.
Certainly.
The Sontag rose from his chair.
4 days ago, a picket in the Rasala system noticed the entrance of a Legastian force in the system. We waited long enough to get a count of the forces, and then left to bring out the word. At the time, there were 8 Legastian carriers and 4 cruiser-like ships in the system. The picket flew through the Serapsis system on the way here and advised them of the enemy force. Although they are making what preparations they can, most of the system's defenses were stripped to fight the battle here.
Tiberius looked around the room.
Serapsis could use some assistance.
Baker leaned over to Jimenez.
I can see that Tiberius has been working on his use of understatement.
Yeah, she replied in a whisper. But we don't have that much we can send.
Baker shook his head.
Thank you, Delgado said as Tiberius sat back down again. Now, I know that we just fought a big battle, and most of us have done nothing but fight for,
he paused as if thinking,
quite some time. But our allies need assistance, and it is my intention to provide that assistance to them. When we're finished here, we'll all go back up to our ships, and we'll figure out our plan. It is possible that the Legastians could already be in the system, so I've given orders for the fleet to begin moving toward Serapsis. We will meet up with them en route.
A hand rose from the first row of temporary seating, and a human stood.
Who is that?
Jimenez whispered.
That's the leader of the Fulbans. He's still calling himself One, Baker replied.
The Fulbans were a race of humans the overlords had captured and were using as clones to fly their fighters. Using technology similar to the Terrans' uplink software, the overlords kept the Fulbans and a number of other races in cryo storage until needed, and then imprinted the information they needed into their brains. Similar to a movie in Terran history, they could be given any knowledge they needed, from performing maintenance on a carrier to piloting a fighter in combat at a moment's notice. The Fulbans had been found and their memories returned to them in the last month, and they were now fighting on the Terran side against the overlords.
So this is another enemy aside from the overlords? One asked.
Delgado nodded.
That is correct. How many enemies are you currently fighting?
Delgado winced.
2 that we know of, although it wasn't our intention to make enemies of the Legastians. Our pilots tried to communicate with them upon first contact, but instead of talking with us, they attacked. The overlords we've captured say that is their way. The Legastians don't have friends. They attack every race they come across.
That doesn't seem to be a good survival trait, one noted. Eventually, you're going to come upon someone who's stronger than you.
That's true, Delgado shrugged. However, to this point, they were winning against the overlords.
One shook his head.
So it wasn't bad enough that we were losing to the overlords. You had to find another stronger race to make enemies of, too?